Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly, is in the house. And evidently, the long grind of the NFL season is not enough for Keefe or for Andy, because
it's plenty for me.
He wants more football, more.
Football good.
Football is good, but no. good football is good.
What you have, yeah, good football is better.
Yes.
We don't like
any
we don't like Thursday night football now.
That's
because
of
most
your expectation.
Of the time it stinks.
You're comparing it to Sunday, Monday night,
Sunday night. So all of the games in these new leagues will be as bad as Thursday night football, like they're better.
Wait a minute.
I don't like this.
You don't
at
go
all.
To different restaurants with different expectations. Okay, I'm going to this nice fancy steakhouse. I'm going to spend a lot of money, but I get a certain meal. Boom, that's
but
my expectation.
But don't you think one of the things
Other nights,
oh my God.
I go to, chain restaurant, order a burger and some nachos, and it's good enough. It's better than going home and cooking, putting a peanut butter and jelly on the plate.
Is that your point, Don?
Yes.
Or okay. A Go-Gurt.
Or a Go-Gurt.
Yeah, Andy's sucking down Go-Gurts before the show like a five-year-old, but that's fine. That's fine.
A lot of judging going on.
No, well, I'm just saying.
Negativity and judging.
The football,
I've never had a goat mount me.
I think mount was maybe not the right
standing on his
term.
Back.
Treated you like a mountain. It mounted you.
He's got you there.
Sounds like science to me.
He's kind of got you there.
You were mounted by a goat.
There's no way to turn.
It was a baby goat, too, which is
it was a baby. It was a cute baby goat. If you go to Dale's Twitter account right now.
Freak you.
you can enjoy the whole thing.
Maine people are just a different breed.
Don't you think that there's room or there's almost a need for a break in sports? Like, I don't know if you would enjoy football as much if it was on every single weekend for a whole year.
True. That's actually part of the problem with the NFL right now, I believe.
That it's already on too much?
Yes.
Well, I think oversaturation,
and then when you do that, you get games that don't live up to your expectations, then you leave disappointed.
Now, maybe if you're only a football fan, you would feel differently, but I feel like most people, especially if you're listening to us, you're a sports fan, and maybe you don't love all four the same, that's fine, but hey, right now it's hockey basketball season, and then baseball season's on the way, and then it's football season, and then we start it all over again.
Don't stay married to spring league. If
yeah,
you
but
truly
you
become
to,
a compliment,
compete.
No, you're not competing, you're complimenting. You're
not
minor league.
College
you're
football
in other
is
cities.
Already on the same time as
not
the
in every
NFL.
City. There's no college football in this city.
Well, it's on TV in every city. On Saturday, you can watch 30 different college football games
so,
if you want.
Tuesday nights. The local AAFL team plays.
No.
There's
so
no
Monday
football
night,
on Tuesday nights.
None. What about Maction?
None. Okay. Isn't that late in the year, though?
Yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't even know which. But
so
they play.
You pick a night, you're a minor league, and you're only looking to get 885 people in the stands.
Ugh, what's the point?
Maybe 18-5.
What's the point?
Okay, let's do the math and see how much you're going to be able to pay your 40-man roster.
Well, it's going to be very limited.
It's going to be nothing.
There's going to be no reason to play in
you're
this
sort
league.
Of selling them on hope.
Hope?
Yes.
To what?
To
hey, they're going to see you on
play
the
play on Tuesdays, but you could get back to Sundays.
More people are going to watch the Boston Uprising play Overwatch than
who
this
watches
league.
Minor league baseball? Who watches minor league hockey? A few thousand parents and their damn kids from their youth whatever sport that's in town.
But minor league hockey isn't trying to compete against...
Can you
Major
get ready to compete?
Baseball.
I'm not competing.
You're not competing.
I think trying to compete like Vince McMahon
okay.
or whoever else is stupid. But there is room for a developmental league.
Okay, but that's the thing. Is I don't think they're looking at this as a developmental league. And maybe some of their guys go on to play in the NFL, but it's not like they're connected like in minor league baseball. So if you take in a Portland Sea Dogs game, you're going to see future Red Sox take on future Blue Jays, or you're going to see a guy have a rehab start who was on the big club. Like
no,
you're
but you could
see,
have affiliations.
In.
Maybe there's a team for the entire AFC East,
that's
and
what,
you guys
okay.
all go to one place. We all ship you three players.
So they need that. They have not done that, though.
Why?
From what we've heard, they're
it's
not
part
doing
of the business
model. If there was a need for what you just described.
There is.
Why wouldn't the NFL have done it?
What do we hear the coaches pitch?
Wait a minute. Let me finish
it's
the question.
Changing.
One at a time!
It is changing.
If the National Hockey League has got minor league affiliates and says, you know what, we're going to subsidize this because we need this developmental league. If the is it D or G now?
The G.
Now it's the G League. Yeah. You know, and the Celtics are sending players to the Portland Red Claws. And in baseball, you've got all these minor. If the NFL had such a need for a minor league development system, wouldn't they build it?
They had it for like 15 years. They put it in Europe, which was a terrible business model. And what else has changed?
Did it last that long, by the way?
A long time. Well, it started as the World League, evolved into NFL Europe, changed a bunch of times, but it existed. Terrible business model, though. You're shipping these guys across the pond to Lord knows what in front of Lord knows who.
So there's a better chance of survival if they adopt what you're suggesting.
Exactly.
But they haven't to this point. They're not saying that. The XFL, Vince McMahon.
No, that's not going to work. Ignore that. Okay. Get rid of that.
So you think this AAF.
Or the whatever the other one is.
Wait a minute. What is it? It's the Alliance
of American Football League.
League. Oh, is there an L at the end?
I think
there might not. Because if you have an alliance, I don't think you need the league.
Yeah,
you're an alliance or a league. You're not both.
They were going to use Alliance of American Football, but the folks down the hall slapped a restraining order on them.
Sorry, we already have that.
But the other thing that has evolved recently is
the CBA. That's a
terrible
name, by the way. What a terrible name.
It
is. That's not going to catch.
We can work on it.
We don't even know how to say it.
Well, we can work on it. It is probably a new problem. It's only letters. It's not that hard.
Well, difficult.
But with the CBA, coaches complain about, oh, there's not enough time with the players and they don't get to practice and there's no pad time. And how do you teach offensive linemen to practice and to hit without hitting? They can't wear their pads. Blah, blah. There's a lack of field time to develop people, correct? This would give you the opportunity to develop people. Let's not put it a half a world away.
Except NFL coaches would hate the idea that it's not NFL coaches who are teaching them this pad time.
How do you develop coaches?
Field time.
Bill Belichick's big on developing coaches. So now instead of just having...
He wouldn't do it with somebody who's not under his nose. I'm going to send you away to our new affiliate in Des Moines.
No.
Go out there and be me, okay?
How about you work here as a coaching assistant for a year or two, like so many of these guys have, and then the next part in the process is you go coach that team for the fall because you can do both. You can carry over the Patriot coaching to these young players. You show you can do that. Now you come back. Now you're a position coach. It's part of the evolution of your coaches and your players. And if you two don't admit I'm onto something, you're just being stubborn.
I don't know if you're onto anything.
This is a tremendous idea.
So we've now gone from developing players to developing coaches, Keith.
Right.
We don't care about the players anymore.
I think their minor league is already college football.
Put some damn
I feel like they use that to the best of their ability.
Well, they do, but it's not the be-all, end-all. You don't get the guy until he's done with that.
In this format,
but that's limited. You only got 10.
It is limited. Maybe expand the practice
And those guys don't get
squad.
To do what?
Playing games.
Play. Where do you learn the most?
Practice.
Playing.
Practice?
You need to play the game. You can't learn to play the game without playing
the
game.
If you ask Bill Belichick, I bet he'd say you learn more in practice.
Film room.
Well, I didn't ask Bill Belichick. I just made
Good
a statement.
You didn't.
Yeah. He's not available. He's making the rounds of pro days.
He's very busy right now. Back in South Carolina?
That was yesterday.
Georgia today.
Yes, with his buddy.
Ooh, maybe a running back.
Creen. Green? Is that his name? The former
he's the new basketball
Indiana coach?
Yeah, he's the new basketball coach.
That he's tight with because he's like a Harbaugh-in-law.
He is a Harbaugh-in-law. He married the Harbaugh sister.
Right, and Bill, they're friendly with Lombardi, the whole incestuous football fraternity.
It is quite a crew.
Dale, don't raise your eyebrows at me. You were mounted by a goat.
That was a long time ago.
At least they stay in the species.
We developed a relationship.
You creep.
Pete's on the cell phone. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got a couple of points. First and foremost, Troy Brown yesterday was excellent. He needs to be a regular guest.
He was certainly better than today. I'll give you that.
Yes, he was. He sure was.
Andy does a good job, too. Hey. My brother-in-law played for the European League. The only way I would ever watch this league is if they were affiliated somehow with the NFL. And, like, they would have, like, maybe the Patriots would sponsor a team. I don't know if that's going to happen. Or Vinatieri played in the European League. Remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a patch on him. Or if the players were signed with an NFL-affiliated team, like, he had a patch that somewhere had the New England Patriot emblem on it, on their uniform. Bad business model as far as them being overseas, and how could you go see any of their games? I never went to go see my brother-in-law play. He played over there, but in any event.
Couldn't even get family to go.
Right, exactly.
Big fan, though. I thought that
was a little disappointing. The subject line said he dug the NFL.
He didn't really care.
And he had a family member playing in it.
That was not great.
But it just makes no sense. It was an off-season league far away. I'm talking about a more of a baseball model.
I forgot about
or
that.
Or a hockey model. You know, when the Bruins get a guy from Providence or send a guy to Providence, the Red Sox from Pawtucket. The Patriots are not going to say, well, can you get the guy from Madrid on the first flight over and when he's done with here. Jet lag and all that crap? No, there's a different business. You guys are very close-minded.
Didn't the European
forward.
League play in the NFL's offseason as well?
Yeah, so it's not like offseason league.
Yeah, so it's not like you could bring the guy in from Madrid. You don't have a game for four
Which
more
was
months.
Actually yeah. counterproductive. Why? You lost the offseason. What does everybody talk about when you're a rookie the second year? Whoa, I got a full offseason in this year. I was able to go to all the OTAs and the passing camps and spend time with Dante on the board in the meeting rooms. You missed all that because you were shipped off to Spain for 8 games to play for some team. So if you play games during the fall in the developmental style, being coached by developmental coaches, in the spring you revert to what? Your NFL team, where you get to become NFL players. I forgot I'm spending so much time defending this.
Yeah, you really are.
Because you don't really feel it.
No, I do. I think there is a need for it. Right. What does that mean?
What?
Feel what?
I'm just agreeing with both of you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Is that not allowed?
I do.
No.
I firmly believe that there is a need for a developmental football league.
I forgot that they did the logo thing. I'm looking at some of these pictures.
Is that true? Because I didn't remember
that. Yeah, James Harrison played in this league. And so their uniforms, they would have on the side of the... He played on the... Is it Rhine Fire, maybe?
Oh, the Rhine Fire, yes.
I think he was on the Rhine Fire. But right in the center of his jersey was a big Baltimore Ravens logo.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then they have two, like, sponsors on the shoulder
pads. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then on the sides, they have, like, the team logo that he's playing for.
The Flames.
They had the Flames.
Every team in Europe. Fire. Every team in Europe has sponsor logos all over their uniforms.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't even mind
hockey, soccer, they all do it.
And the NBA's doing it now, and I don't seem to mind it.
And I'm sure we'll do this in this new league I'm creating. If I can get a little venture capital to back me.
You should maybe call Charlie Ebersole. Be like, you know what you guys haven't thought of?
Just call Robert and Jonathan Kraft.
You're really pushing this whole fantasy angle, which nobody is going to play.
Stupid
idea.
You're gonna
punt on
that. I don't know who gave you that bullet point, that talking point. It's moronic. Now, what do you think about the idea?
Well, that would be the guy who's developing this new league.
Yeah.
Well,
Charlie Ebersole.
Don't call him a moron in your first meeting.
No, his point was moronic.
It's going to be
he
a short,
is not
short
per se
meeting.
A moron.
Yeah, they're like, all right, there's the door.
He's moronic. He's a South Pole elf. He's a little angry when he throws me off.
That's right.
What about there's one of these arena teams? Again, this is new age, so you need to open it up to the fan base. You need a cool logo. You need to get kids to come. Cheap concessions. There's a whole minor league feel to it.
Yeah.
There's one team that I believe allows their fans on their mobile app to call plays. What do you think of that?
I don't think much of it.
Why?
That's a terrible idea.
Oh, yeah, the
Why
coaches are going
to
love that.
Here we go. Hail Mary again. Oh, they're back to the flea flicker. Here we go. Another flea flicker?
Well, I think you give them options. I think you give them options. I don't think it's
Tecmo
just
Tecmo Bowl? You give them four plays to pick from?
That's it's nice. Bow right, bow left. Like, give them options.
And the other coach is on his phone going, yeah, I want them to run the sweep here.
You guys are so close. I expect
like
this
it.
From Dale. You're a little older.
I'm older.
You know. Keith should be open-minded.
No, I'm not wild about change.
He plays frickin' Fortnite. I think he should be up to...
Fortnite's a great game.
It isn't.
It is.
I made Keith's day today. I showed him a video of Alex Ovechkin without a shirt on playing Fortnite.
You could have even stopped it before the Fortnite.
I was going to say, which part made his day?
Well, it was the combination. Jeez. It was a sweet combination of the two.
Hockey players and goats. I see what gets you guys off.
Pops the shirt off, play a little Fortnite.
You know, we only saw him from the waist up. I don't know if he had anything on.
Hard to say.
Right.
Celebrating a big win there.
Keep it clean, Dale.
There's not much like a win in Fortnite. Hard to compare it really to anything else in life.
And do you win a lot?
No. No, that's why
he wouldn't know.
Dale, I have won.
Once?
A couple times.
Because of you or your teammates?
Well, once.
Do you like dance around the house and stuff when it happens?
Oh, yeah.
Then you do the loser dance?
No, I don't do the loser dance.
Well, isn't that in the game? I've seen the loser game.
There's
you hold
dances,
the L
yeah.
up. And you...
So you can play as a solo. You can play in pairs. You can play in a group of four. And so I've won in a group of four. I've won in a group of two. I've not yet won solo.
So you are sort of along for the ride.
Probably the weak link, yeah.
You're a little more Tully Banta Kane than Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. I did have a 5-sack game against the Bills, though.
Okay. When was the last time we had a Tully Banta Kane drop?
He popped into my mind as a guy that sort of won Super Bowls, but maybe
he
wasn't
was the guy
reason.
Who, he literally left his Super Bowl ring in the bathroom
like
in the
toilet.
Burlington Mall.
Oh, was it? It was, yeah. Was it? Took it off to wash his hands.
You gotta wash your hands when you're done.
So. It happens.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
And you got it returned to him, which is very nice.
Pat's on the cell phone. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's going on?
Great.
Listen, I'm trying to get a better sense of this new catch rule. So I have a kind of a scenario to throw out to see if you guys can give me some sense of what you think would happen.
All right, what do you got?
I'll just give you this as you start. The Dez Bryant play would be a catch under this rule. The Jesse James play would be a catch under this rule.
Yeah, and I'm not looking at a particular play that's happened, but this scenario, a wide receiver goes up in the air, catches the ball in the air, clearly two hands, full control, comes down to the ground on 2 feet. From that point, he goes directly to the ground, and as he does that, the ball hits the ground and comes out of his hands. Now, we've made the comment that the ground cannot cause a fumble. So is he down at that point, even if a defensive player doesn't touch him? So if that's true, the rule has gone from the ground can't create a fumble to the ground now makes the tackle.
Yeah. But he could also get up. No, so it didn't technically tackle.
So this is what's great.
But you're not allowed to get up if the ground tackles.
I believe that's a catch.
I don't know.
There's no football play, though. You need
but
the football play.
He
didn't.
He had the ability to perform such an act.
So
he could have taken a step forward.
He caught it, and he did. Let's say he didn't do anything with the ball, but he was up in the air. His feet touched down, but then the ball immediately squirts out. I think it's just incomplete.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, the answer is we don't know.
Okay, so we're back to where I started, which is this rule doesn't help us at all.
I say
I would throw the challenge flag on that one.
He controlled it, and his 2 feet went down, and had he wanted to, he could have performed an act.
But he didn't perform an act. His act was having the ball squirt out.
It doesn't say you have to. It says the ability to perform.
Well, we all have the ability to perform an act.
Thank you. It's a catch.
Some less than others.
We just agreed that that's a catch.
From his control, I don't think the ball ever touches the ground.
There's no question the ball pops up, but I thought his hand was under it at the time.
I did too.
I got to see one that tells me something differently, you know?
After review, it has been determined that the receiver did not maintain possession of the football.
He's over the goal line. Mike, that's not a catch.
Great. Well, Al Riveron's cleared that all up for us.
Yes.
So that'll never happen again.
All set now.
I think we need more scenarios.
Start the year fresh.
I would like callers to call in now with scenarios.
I would like you to just sit over there.
Oh.
I don't like
scenarios.
No.
I thought we handled the first one well.
Because Rossi came in and tried to give us another one. He's like, hey, I got one for you.
What if a guy's hopping around on one leg?
What
like,
if he hops
know,
twice
on one
the same
foot? Does that count?
Is that 2 feet? It should be.
Well, it's 1 foot.
But it's twice.
Right.
So it's fair.
Yeah. So what, under this scenario, the guy's just showing off?
Yeah, he's really athletic.
Okay.
Remember what Mike Williams used to do for USC? He would just like hold the ball up in the end zone because DBs couldn't even grab it.
Didn't translate to the NFL.
Nah, he gets screwed.
For Mike Williams.
Had to take a year off, got fat. It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
But I think there are some fun questions. And as I said during the break.
Yeah, I don't know the answers to any of them.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to know the answers. That's only true. One guy does. The guy in New York who reviews it.
But
Al Riveron.
Does he really know?
It doesn't matter. He will at the time.
There's enough wacky scenarios.
He'll know it when he sees it.
Well,
catch or no catch. It's not that hard. He'll say one of two, and we can all bitch about it, because we're going to bitch either way.
I was going to say, will we still complain this year?
I just heard Glenn on the way in saying how, like, they should have kept it the same. I don't think he's been saying that the whole time. He's been complaining about the rule just like the rest of us.
Most likely.
Now they give him a new rule where they completely change it, and he doesn't like the new rule before the new rule's been enacted.
Yeah.
The NHL has decided on replays. You know, now goaltender interference. The referee goes over and stands at the penalty box, and he looks at the iPad, and he decides, I had the call right. That was not goaltender interference. They're now saying, no, you don't get to decide whether your call was right. Now we're going to let the guy in Toronto make the call.
No one's ever going to admit a mistake.
It was a dumb premise to begin with.
They should also review match penalties. I mean, we've talked about that with Backus, because if you're going to throw a guy out of the game, why don't you make sure you get it right?
Should I also give you drop my replay theory on you guys?
I don't know.
It's
you ready for that to say,
well, he seemed a lot less fired up about it than
stinks.
I would be.
Replay ruins all sports.
Replay doesn't...
There shall not be moving forward in Andy's kingdom.
You're taking away all replay?
Slow motion replay. If you can't decide it at full speed, then it doesn't need to be decided. The call on the field stands.
So, you know, I hate to say it, I kind of agree with him.
No.
Woo!
No, get the call right.
Taking the victory... Slow-mo does not guarantee they get the call right. They screw it up all the time.
But
if it's that bad,
they
if it's that,
that
egregious
bad.
Of a mistake,
yes, it is.
At full speed replay, watching it again
full speed,
you'll see it.
So you're allowed replay?
Full speed.
Oh, so you're just taking out
slow motion.
What
so watch
NBC
it full speed.
It? What about the NBC it on the Sunday night telecast?
Yeah, no, none of that.
See
none
it.
Of that.
They, where they're like, oh, zoom it in.
They yeah, zip around.
They zip around. They move the camera.
No, none of that crap.
Pixelated.
None of that crap.
Is he stepping out? Like, I don't know.
Show it full speed. You got your second look. If you really blew the call, you can fix it now. If not, say, it's too close. I'm going with my instincts.
Mm.
Right? They're the official. They've trained. They've been given all the power. They're paid
it
all the money.
Be quick. I think there should be something like a 30-second
full
cap.
Speed, no slow-mo. Because slow-mo just confuses it. All of us. How many times do you watch something and you're 100% sure of what you saw, and then they slow
all
it down and stop it, and you're like, oh, well, I guess if you look at it that way.
I don't know. I can't tell.
Yeah, don't do that anymore. No more of that crap.
Is a catch.
Full-speed replay.
No, what they just need is they need like a Bluetooth or something. Like have the refs all mic'd up. Or the
well,
one guy makes the call. No, but... don't even have them go anywhere. Just tell the person.
Well, they get paid a lot of money to bring that Microsoft Surface tablet.
There's but that's like so dumb. But in all the sports,
do they get paid as much when Bill Belichick double dribbles his?
Well, you know, they avoid
somebody
that.
somebody watching the game, which I know they're kind of doing that now, but just have them quickly say, like, it should take less than a minute. Because they show us the replay at home, and we're like, oh, catch. And then you're like, all right, let's go grab some snacks.
Like the old college football one where they had a guy in a booth with a TiVo.
Do it immediately.
And he was like, boom, boom, yep, no, it's fine.
Yes. So they
30
can do
seconds
that there,
later, you're back.
They can do that in every sport.
Correct.
That's what it should be. So I'm not anti-replay. I just think it takes way too long.
And if you play the replay at full speed, it takes less time.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Slow-mo has the word slow in it.
Yeah, but if you're seeing the normal speed 100 times compared to one slow-mo. Yeah,
no, if you need 100 times,
yeah.
The call on the field stands. We didn't screw it up that badly.
Inconclusive evidence.
Right. Stick with what you made the first
call. Call on the field stands.
Yes, stands. Stands.
It's not confirmed.
I'm stands. For getting rid of replay completely, but
yeah, you sound like
seems
an old
like
curmudgeon.
I got to be honest. I'm sort of inching towards that. I would rather
go boys on my
NHL.
Side now.
What about robots call the game?
I'm not as old now as I was a minute ago. Is that what you're telling me, Hart?
Younger by the minute.
By the second.
Did you redo your hair or something?
I mean,
are you guys out on robots? You guys just dismiss
why would we want robots?
Well, they got the strike zone right in baseball.
They can't even drive cars safely, and we're going to let them call our games.
They're working on that.
Yeah.
Except for that woman who got killed by one.
Tell that to her.
Home plate. I can't. Home plate umpire, though? You don't want, like, a robot back there?
No.
Balls
and
strikes?
No.
Lasers.
Lasers.
Lasers with chips. I'm sort of for that.
Lasers are the next thing.
Yeah, chips. If you put a chip in every ball, and it's a grid, and the sensors under the field know where the ball is at all times, whether it touched, whether it didn't touch, that's the future. But I think we're a ways off.
All right, but something
until then, no replay,
no slow mo replay. Is what
no slow mo replay,
but still, replay.
Ideally, get rid of all replay.
Fast
slow mo,
fast mode replay.
Not fast.
You
regular.
Have to watch it
regular
two
speed.
Times the speed.
No regular speed. It'll be just fine.
Right. So apparently, you don't think there's such a thing as too much football because you want more.
Hart wants more football.
Is there such a thing as too much draft coverage? Did you see the announcement today?
What is this about?
Yeah, I may have missed this.
So
is this going to affect me?
It might.
Andy, this was,
Fox is now going to televise the first three rounds of the draft.
Yes. So three networks.
ABC is now going to televise rounds 4 through 7. ESPN and the NFL Network will continue to do what they're doing. So you've got Fox, ESPN, and the NFL Network all doing rounds 1 through 3. You've got ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network all doing rounds 4 through 7.
Hold on.
Because we don't have enough coverage now?
ABC.
Don't they have the same people as ESPN? So who's going to do...
Well, they can, you know, fourth round on ABC, 5th through 7th, you can see on ESPN or something. I don't know.
No, they just said ESPN and NFL Network are going to have all 7 rounds.
Right.
So if ABC is doing rounds 4 through 7, they're going to be competing against ESPN?
No,
aren't they the same
be
thing?
Simulcast. Just bringing it to
And I got to be honest. It's stuff like this that makes me think Mark Cuban is right.
Mark Cuban's definitely right.
Because
about
there
this.
Is such a
I
thing as.
Say, don't take his advice.
There is such a thing as too much.
Yeah.
You don't need three networks covering each round.
You get to choose. You watch one of them.
No, no, I understand that.
It doesn't bother you. The only people that are affected by this.
What if I'm missing one of my shows on Fox because they're covering the first three rounds of the draft when I got two other networks that are doing it too?
Yeah, because if Dale doesn't see Family Guy, he gets really upset.
If I miss my stories,
it'll be on a different time. But the only people that are affected here are the NFL. They make more money. They somehow convince other people.
Yeah, because that's a big problem for them.
But it is bizarre. Like, there's not three
channels.
It's
bizarre. They're dumb enough to say, wait, I'm going to air something that's already airing elsewhere?
Right, because the Super Bowl is on one channel.
Right.
Right. The AFC Championship game is on one channel. The NFL draft, so the first round, I got to pick one of three channels to watch it on.
So who are you going to pick?
So the options for the first round are ESPN, NFL Network, and Fox.
Fox.
Now, Fox could
Who's
have
Fox
Peyton
have?
Manning.
Oh, then I'm out. So
LeBron James.
I'll tell you, everybody makes fun of these guys.
Peyton Manning and Troy Aikman.
But I do like Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, so I'll probably watch them.
I like Mel
because it's not Berman. Berman hasn't been doing it for a couple years, right? So
right.
If it's not him, then I'll probably watch ESPN's coverage of it.
But they have to fill in for Gruden, who has been doing it.
That's also fine. I'm not going to really miss him.
Okay.
I like McShay and Kiper.
I'm kind of with you.
Right? Are those guys tried and true?
There's one more you guys are missing.
Are you going to be on like Periscope doing your own coverage?
I will. Yeah, from the Dale Hawley WEI account. No,
you should just live react, just Rossi watching the...
Not even commentating, just pick. My face.
I'd watch that, actually, if I had to choose.
All right, well, we can work on it. ESPN2 will also be a part of this, and they're going to be supplementing the coverage with college-themed... like analysts.
Oh my God!
What happens when Rossi's cat attacks him in the middle of the Periscope? Is it like a screen that comes up? We're sorry, we're having technical difficulties at the moment. Please,
the number of viewers goes through the roof.
Holding the knife,
it's like
that probably will happen. Oh yeah, you get a lot
more
hits.
People would watch that.
A lot of hits.
No offense.
How did the cat come into this? All right, well, my poor cat.
You're synonymous.
You're broadcasting
with the cat.
From home. The cat's got to be.
Is your cat a jerk?
Yes.
We had an appointment about this. We're working on it.
Is it Xanax now or something?
It's a spray.
He should end up.
You have
on
to
that,
spray though. The cat. I'm sure
and
he
the
loves
cat
that.
Sprays
you
back.
Don't spray the cat. We're not spraying the cat. We should spray the house so he's.
You
calm.
Spray the house.
So you are ingesting spray Xanax because your cat is a.
That's terrible.
We haven't done
for
it
you.
Yet. It's just an option.
I wouldn't.
But
be,
that,
I'd throw that out.
My
I'd
read on
the
that
next
is correct.
Option.
If the cat's inhaling it, you're inhaling.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
But you'll be real docile though.
Right.
Wait till you see me in here next week.
Real relaxed.
You ever watch Animal Planet before?
Yeah, of course I've watched Animal Planet.
We need to get him on that My Cat from Hell show.
Oh,
We've submitted. I don't think Jackson Galaxy
Planet. We are going near this animal.
Please, Animal Planet, please get back to Rossi. He needs your help. It's a matter of time. The cat is going to get more and more dangerous.
The whole conversation came around about, like, if we want to have kids in the future. Like, this cat's pretty aggressive, but, you know.
You can't spray the kids.
No, you can't. You can't do that.
Can't do that? That doesn't work?
I guess
no.
If the cat, if the
no,
kids
it works
crying,
great.
You know,
they just frown on it. It works.
So it's trouble.
But they say the cats kind of have, like, an instinct that they realize that.
Oh, they
like,
think you're bad parents?
What? No. That there's a baby there. Like, they're not going to attack the baby.
I thought you meant that the cat was judging, like, your control and your ability to parent. And because the cat is crazy, you couldn't possibly control a child and properly raise a child because you can't properly raise a cat.
There's Let's go back to your NFL that. Rules. Yeah. All right.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. That's Andy Hart fighting tooth and nail with Jason Rossi.
Everybody.
On Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Listen, Morris, the Morris twin will end up shooting this or something because he like, yeah, I'm about the moment.
Oh! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Wow. They just let him. When you can knock a team off, you got to be able to knock them off. Yeah. Big shot right there. Wow.
Here we go.
Oh, Tatum. Oh. Tatum. Oh. Oh, man.
I told you, Nation. I told you.
Who is
did
that?
I tell
Who
you
is that? Who is that?
I told you.
Who is that?
I told
that
you.
Smart.
The Morris twin. I told you.
Oh, that was smart.
Did I call that stepdaddy?
He did.
I told you. Did I tell you? Give me three of those. Oh, one more. Oh.
You called it. You called it.
For the people. For the people.
You called it.
For the people.
Kevin Garnett is nothing if not entertaining. Even when he's got guys who are predicting who's going to hit the game-winning shot, and they get it right.
The Morris twin.
The Morris twin.
He didn't know which one.
Right. The Morris.
Well,
didn't matter.
They're twins. It's
didn't
hard to
matter.
Tell them apart.
He was well,
the uniform
that,
helps.
Right.
Listen, Morris. The Morris twin will end up shooting this or something because he like, yeah, I'm about the moment.
About the moment. Because he likes to shoot.
Okay. That makes sense. So he got that one right. What did you guys think of the broadcast? The players only broadcast.
I'm not prepared for this discussion.
No, I am prepared,
thanks,
but it's going to come off sounding poorly on me.
Well, no, but that's no, right.
Your opinion is never wrong.
I do think that there is a skill to being a play-by-play announcer. That there are certainly some former players who have that skill, but there are many who don't have that skill,
and who doesn't. Who have you seen recently who doesn't?
Well, I just comes think when you watch some of those things, because I think that's what sometimes people just assume, like, well, if you didn't play the game, you shouldn't even talk about the game. And it's like, just like, let me know what the former players say. And there are some former players that are just great at breaking down games, and they give you a perspective that somebody who didn't play can't do. But I think the combination of the two is still important, and you see that on nights. They did this during NBA All-Star Saturday night, which is even more of a loose type of thing. But even that felt kind of awkward when you just have three or four players together who are all used to being color analysts trying to do the game, and you don't have sort of the straight guy, if you will. Like, you don't have the guy who's just going to sort of set up the other guys and take you in and out of breaks and do that kind of thing.
Without
that
guy, or ask the question.
Or ask the
question.
Like,
I think sometimes players start rolling or coaches start rolling, and they think they're talking to other players or other coaches and using lingo and descriptions at a rate of speed that 99% of the population doesn't understand.
They sound very Matt Chatham-like when they
do that. Yes, yes. And you need sometimes the play-by-play guy or just the straight man, as Keith
sort of
put
help,
it.
Help you out
just to say,
bit.
whoa, you know, what do you mean by that? You know, what exactly does that mean? Because, you know, for example, I was at the Super Bowl. I was asking Josh Boyer, the defensive backs coach, just the RPOs, whatever, the story of the week. And he started just rolling, and I felt like freaking Adam Sandler in Billy Madison when he's learning Spanish. Slow down. Like, once they get into that mode, they love to do it so much that it just flows.
Right.
And that's great if the people listening know what the hell you're talking about. Otherwise, it's wasted. It's just wasted words. So, and I think that happens a lot with players. I think sometimes that's the down part of even, you know, like the TNT with Charles and Shaq. They just get in their own little world, like they're sitting around watching the game in their living room, which is great because it's comfortable and it's entertaining. But sometimes the way they talk, you're like, I got no idea what you're talking about. I'm going to laugh too because
you know
you're
what,
laughing.
You know what would not work is if you did that without Ernie Johnson.
Correct.
There.
Correct.
It would fail miserably without Ernie Johnson to kind of direct the traffic and move in and out.
The same show.
Unless you found the right ex-player. I'm not saying there's no former player who wouldn't be capable of saying, wait, guys, I know what you're talking about, but our listeners might not, and having somebody to rein it in. But there are, I mean, there's a good player doing color commentary is phenomenal because they know when to explain. They know when to not go too far. When to not get too specific or too, you know, 300 level when most listeners want 100 to 200 level, but they can't all do
because
it.
Because most viewers of a game, or listeners if it's radio, aren't at 300 level.
Right.
They're not. I mean, all due respect to the great sports fans of Boston, they don't have the knowledge base, most of them, that can even approximate what, you know, a professional player or professional coach can bring.
And if you speak to the 300 level, great. There's going to be a 10% of the audience that loves it.
Maybe 10.
Okay. But if you speak at the 100 level, all of the audience gets it. The casual fan, the expert, and especially in this day and age of, you know, podcasts and things, there's a way for the guy that's at the 300 level to find that information, to find somebody who talks about the game in that way, whether it's an ex-player or just, you know, good media podcast. When you speak to a general audience, you need to keep it 100 level. That's what we do, right?
Always, every single day.
I think we need to.
We might be at the remedial level. Yeah,
go a little higher.
I'm trying to think of you know, former players who have gone on to become play by play announcers, not color. Lots of guys do color.
Not many.
Frank Gifford was a guy who was able to pull it off and did a good job at it.
It's never good when you got to go back.
No, I'm just there. If you think about the list, it's so limited.
Right. Plus, I don't know that you want to. You haven't had the chance to hone the skills. It's a different world, right?
Right, yeah, because while you were playing whatever sport you were, the other guy was
600 guys at Syracuse calling the game, getting ready to take that job.
They were all calling the game. So I don't think it's a terrible idea. You know, like I think, and especially TNT has so many players on staff, so every once in a while they can do this. And so last night the studio show was – what, Shaq, Isaiah Thomas, and Baron Davis.
Right.
And so they throw Ernie out of there, and it's just, it's not the same. Like, and so you're saying, well, here we go. Like, we have all these guys
Ernie
on
has
our
to
staff.
keep that tape for a contract negotiation.
Absolutely. I think so.
Ernie looked really good at the end of that night.
Yeah, I think so. And same with guys like Kevin Harlan or, you know, just like, remember years ago they did a commentator-less game. They tried doing a game where I forget if it was football or basketball.
It was football. I remember it.
And there was nobody. Like,
it was awful.
Terrible. You're watching it like, this
and
stinks.
Even the people that had previously complained about announcers and color guys admitted it was awful.
You're like, okay, this is just
we need
not
something.
The same.
I didn't like that guy, but that guy's better than nothing.
It is. That's definitely what it's proven out. And I think you see that again last night.
I understand that, you know, you try things, you do something different. Sure. Yeah.
Especially in this day and age where, not this in particular, but like Rossi was saying about the draft, if you have an ESPN2 and want to do, okay, we're going to look at the prospects, but from the
Give me another option,
the college conference, we saw them play in college, not projecting them to the NFL, just telling you what they were in college, or when they do the national title game, the playoff games,
there's
and they
like a
have
million channels.
The coaches and the this angle
Do you waltz through all those channels?
Not really.
The night of the national, I don't.
But somebody if they want
I watch the telecast.
But somebody wants the Homer broadcast. Somebody wants the
and in this
the
day
celebrity
and age,
broadcast.
Because, you know, all these various corporations have multiple networks
and for them,
online.
They're thinking, what's going to do better? We have the national championship game on ESPN. What's going to do better on ESPN2, bowling or a different view of said game?
Plus, some people might just accidentally click that on and stay on.
These guys are biased.
But isn't it the whole second screen experience? Like all these TV people talk about the second screen, whether it's the iPad or whatever, offering you more information, differing information, camera
angles.
Well,
Dale's at Nesson, like all of a sudden, was it a year or two ago that they really started to put way more info on the screen?
Right.
They're like, you're going to be looking for this, so we're just going to put it right here for you.
And plus, everybody has a massive screen now. Everybody has
they
a 55-inch screen, so there's a little more. It's not your 19-inch where you can't
They're not cutting off Dale too much. I'm still able to see him, even with all the out-of-town scores.
Well, back in the day, did you ever try picture-in-picture?
Yes.
I hated it.
Yes.
I had it.
Yes.
Hated it. It was like, I can't concentrate on either of them.
Right. But yeah, most of the gimmicks are just that. They're gimmicks that you realize, no, I kind of just want to watch the game. I kind of just want to watch what I'm watching.
But I think people now do watch more than one thing at once. Like, I think a lot of people now have either two screens set up or people's phones. You're
really?
Watching something on your phone. Yo, yeah.
Most people have two screens?
I think so.
Do you?
I have.
It's got Overwatch.
It's not right next
Fortnite,
to each other. It's not right next to each other, but I can do that. I've done that where you're watching Monday Night Football and, you know, a basketball game or whatever, however it lines up.
Yeah, I don't even like having my Twitter feed open when a game's going on.
See, I'll have that, too.
It's too complicated.
Yeah, then I end up missing the game.
Yeah.
Because I'm
like,
watching the stupid Twitter feed.
I'm looking down at, whoa, wait a minute, what happened?
I get into a fight with somebody and then I forget the game's on.
But like,
you do that all the time anyway.
Yes, that's true.
By the way, somebody you can watch like the Patriots and Red Zone. You can have them both on at the same time.
But you can't really watch both.
Well, I mean, you're locked into the Patriots, but as soon as they go to commercial, you're over at Red Zone. But then
that's
have
what
that
the last channel
on.
Button is for.
Right.
Yeah, but at least now you'll never miss it. No, but last
the
channel,
only
you can get caught up in Red Zone. Next thing you know, you're like, oh, I just missed three plays of the Patriots game.
Right.
So that's why you just keep that screen on.
But you really can't watch both.
Yes, you
and
can.
If you really are invested in the Patriots game, you're watching the damn Patriots
sports,
game.
You can watch both. You can't watch
football,
like a drama.
Maybe.
You can't watch like Breaking Bad and watch Game of Thrones at the same time. You would lose your mind.
But even basketball, I mean,
baseball is really the best one for that. You have baseball on, and you're also on Twitter or you're on whatever, or you're streaming something else.
But the only time I've ever really done that was a long time ago, where like New Year's, I was probably in high school or college, where New Year's Day was big college football.
Oh,
I would set up multiple TVs because you would you could have multiple games going on.
Right.
You know, ABC and CBS have two big games going on.
But
you
I
want
feel
to
like
put
that's
both
the big draw, like going to a bar outside of the amount of alcohol you can drink would be.
Well, you can drink that at home too,
but I do
it's cheaper.
And I know,
okay.
But the multiple screens, like that's one of the big selling points. Is you go there and like March Madness, for example, all four games are on at a time, and you can watch all four at once.
That happened with us last Friday at the Victory Grill.
Yeah,
they
right.
had all the
they
games
all
on at the same time.
And Tiger.
And I found myself locking into one screen because it was too much.
Right.
I mean, the NCAA wrestling pushed me right over the top.
That guy from Oklahoma State.
They had NCAA wrestling?
They had a lot
someone
of
liked it. They did.
They had a ton of TVs.
Really?
Yeah.
And was somebody like sitting in front of that cheering?
There was a guy at the end of the bar. He and his friend were watching. They had to have.
Right.
And because one of the guys asked me, I was eating lunch.
Who do you got in this match?
No. He said, one of the guys who works at Victory Grill said, what do you want to watch? And I said, well, you know, you've got all the games on, but can you get Tiger on?
Yeah.
And he's, oh, yeah, sure. Click, 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 and there it is.
Yeah.
But somebody evidently wanted NCAA wrestling.
The next Stephen
Neal. This guy's
going
to be the next Brock Lesnar here coming in.
Might have been.
Heavyweights?
All weight classes. It was a tournament, so it was just like one sweet match after the next.
Iowa. They're usually pretty good.
Iowa, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. Those
Midwest.
You're Big Ten. You're
Stay
Big
in the middle
12.
Of the country.
Yeah. That's where the good wrestling is.
I always get a kick out of, and every once in a while you'll read about it, that there will be, you'll see in the newspaper or something, NCAA bowling scores or NCAA rodeo scores.
A scholarship to bowl.
And you think, wait a minute, they actually have college bowling and
you
rodeo?
You better believe
and,
it. Oh, yeah. You know what they also have, and you guys are going to lose your minds, at some schools.
E-gaming?
Video game scholarships.
Oh, God.
No. Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. Utah, definitely has them. I think there might be one in California.
Competitive video game scholarship.
I don't know how it works out, but it must be because it's
you're coming here to develop games and learn that.
I think it's to play video games.
No, well, I mean, if you're going to have professional,
there
gaming,
are professional.
Then
gaming.
Why not have college?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Quidditch. That there's Quidditch scholarships.
Quidditch.
Now.
Yeah, there might be some schools.
Dorks. So you,
school of Robert Morris, is one of the schools.
Thank
University
you, Ross.
University of Utah.
New Utah.
California Irvine.
See,
Irvine.
I know what I'm talking about.
Stevens College.
What are they, the banana slugs? Yeah. No, that's Santa Cruz, I think.
It's one of them.
Yeah. Irvine might be the anteaters.
I don't think you're up for one of these scholarships because you have
I've only
won
at Fortnite a couple of times.
Never
I've
by yourself.
Kill, but that's, we didn't
somebody
get
carried
all the
stats
you. Necessarily.
All his eligibility's gone.
You rode somebody's.
But what about being a good teammate? There's
I
something
don't
about that.
I think those guys get scholarships. They're walk-ons.
Good teammates?
Walk-ons.
Yeah.
Priority walk-on.
Priority walk-on.
Be a
still have the name
walk-on
on the back of the jersey.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You still get to eat in
like a half
hall
scholarship.
Yeah.
You still have to pay a little bit to go here.
But I think that actually makes sense. I mean, if they're going to, we joked about it.
You did.
The, well, Boston Uprising.
I don't know if it was a joke necessarily.
No, but if there's going to be professional e-gaming.
Get in there.
And I'm all about the system and the format of developmental. Yes. Well, you need to develop these guys in more than just their mom's basement.
That's correct.
Or their own basement in your case,
in
I
my
guess
case. Yes, thank you.
You own the basement, but
I
you're
do
still
it
down
my,
there playing
it
by
is
yourself.
It's my basement.
Keith, I was going to join the Fortnite party.
Oh, yeah?
Luckily, my PC can't handle the graphics of it, so I won't be joining.
Well, there's always
kind of glad
open invite anytime you'd like.
I don't want to get sucked into another one of these.
You will
things
play a lot.
I'm
there's
not doing
guaranteed
it. Loser.
What?
Huh? Go ahead.
I thought I heard loser.
We were having some technical difficulties here. You guys might want to look at that during the break.
Is that thing working? 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Loser.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.